This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
744, 16 till 8, I say. Around these parts, that's on Friday. That's when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, who joins us now. How you doing, Mark?
Tommy, good morning and happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, sir. Before you can manage your money, you have to have money to manage. And today, I understand we're going to talk about accumulating wealth.
Tommy, you know, you and I have known each other long enough, and you know I've spent about 40 years in banking, and I've spent an equal amount of time, just about that amount of time, teaching classes for a couple of universities in the city. I started at Tulane, spent a little time at Our Lady of Holy Cross, and now been at UNO for about 28 years, and I teach finance. So most of these classes involve investments or the subject of investing, and I've seen over time, you go back into when I was starting this in the late 80s, and you fast forward to today, the banking side of me has always said, you know, you can't accumulate wealth in typical bank accounts. It's just that those are not the vehicles to say I'm going to have long-term wealth. They're very secure. Everything is very safe. It's so safe, and it's got insurance on it that the financial institutions don't really have to pay a lot for those deposits. And they tend not to even eclipse the rate of inflation, even when inflation was more tame. So you're just treading water on the best day. And I would look to those accounts to say, well, when I want to buy a cup of coffee, I want to put gas in my car, I want to do those types of things with my debit card. Those accounts are great for that. Okay, it keeps it's not like you're carrying a bunch of cash on you all the time. People have said, well, I don't carry cash anymore. Now with the electronic conveniences, okay, that's the place, that's the vehicle that you put your money, maybe your payroll deduction goes in there and you use it for your expenses. But if you really want to accumulate wealth of consequence, you really got to segue over into a brokerage account. You got to have something that will allow you access to the financial markets where above average returns can be realized. And I'll remind everybody, over the past 2 years, the S&P 500, for instance, has done over 20% returns 2 years in a row. And to be sure, there are down years, but the 70% of the market goes higher. And that's where you hear about people that are really accumulating wealth. They have access to those financial markets. We're way past the rate of inflation when you get 20% returns. So as far as is somebody saying, well, look, I'm doing all I can to fund my 401k, putting some money aside there, and been pleased with what's going on. A balance has been growing. That's your window into the financial markets, because you're probably into mutual funds that or managing stocks, bonds, and maybe some other different types of assets for you. There's your brokerage account. That's all you could do. Do it to the max. You get your tax benefits, things that we already know about 401k. And last but not least, the company might kick in some money. So we'll leave that one alone. If you want to do something other than the 401k, or maybe like me for the longest time in my career, I didn't have access to a 401k. So you could open up a IRA for yourself, or just a regular brokerage account for yourself. And this will give you, this will open the doors to the financial markets, and you will have access, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, if you like commodities, if you like crypto, all that will be available. That's the place to accumulate wealth, because you're buying those ingredients that can produce returns to really get your money working as hard as it can for you. What I tell my classes now, years ago when I was opening an account, they had so much restrictions. The brokers, the full service firms for sure, I'll explain that in a second, and the discount firms, even them, said, well, you know, you need several thousand dollars to open the account. There are minimum trade amounts that you have to make as far as placing a trade. It can't be for one share. They don't like that, or they didn't like that. And they had fees that were associated with any trade that you placed that you really have to be careful, because the fees would add up fairly quickly. So you fast forward to today, and I'm remembering my last semester was at, you know, just the one that just ended. I'm starting now to tell the students, it's like, guys, all those restrictions have basically gone away with time. It's been raced to the bottom. Each of the brokerage entities have been really aggressive about penetrating the market, getting people to start their accounts, and they have basically removed the restrictions that were so rigid in the past. So as far as, I'll quote one, as far as a discount broker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the big ones, like Fidelity and Charles Schwab. Charles Schwab's the largest discount broker in the world. Fidelity Investments, my brokerage, where I have my brokerage account and my IRA, is the largest mutual fund company in the world. So these are multi-trillion dollar firms. It's not somebody opening up accounts for you. You know, they're running a brokerage out of their garage. You want to, that's not going to work. So you go to some of these big companies that used to have the restrictions. And now in Fidelity's case, I'm not getting an endorsement from Fidelity. I'm just familiar with them because I've done business with them. So guys, you could open up, you go online, do all the required paperwork, fill everything in. You can fund the account off your debit card. There are no minimums. I had students this past semester putting $5 in the account to get it going. Then you could say, well, if I want to place a trade, I can buy one share of something. No problem. We did a segment, Tommy, if you remember, not long ago on fractional share purchases. Mm. So you got, you know, some company out there that's $100 a share. I can't afford $100 a share, but I can afford to put $10 towards that. So I have 1/10 of a share. At least that's your access into that. Everybody's got to have a place to start. And for so many of the students that I've been telling this to in semesters past, now, I mean, there's no restrictions on getting in, starting an account like this that will last you for your entire life. So you have no fees as far as, no minimum balances. You have very minimal the order sizes. And the last thing I wanted to say, as far as brokerage fees, Fidelity used to be, remembering back where it was like $25 a trade or a percentage of the trade, which could get expensive. It went to, my memory serving, $14, $15, then it went to $8, $4.95, and now it's zero. You can trade all you want. There are no commissions. There are no brokerage fees for the trade. So it's like it can't possibly be any easier to get into one of these wealth-building accounts. Then you could go and look at some mutual funds. You could really explore the things on their websites. But it's an amazing thing that has come to the general public. in a price point that it can't be beat. You can't beat a zero balance requirement and no fees on trading. Back up to what I was saying about the brokers. So the discount firms that I just used as examples, Fidelity and Charles Schwab, you're doing your own work. You're doing your own research. You're placing your own trades. You're looking at things that you want to buy or sell or do whatever you want. Your brokerage account, you're doing that yourself. That's the point of it being a discount broker. For some people, you and I have said on a car vernacular, Tommy, and I remember you worked for that for the car shop. Mm-hmm. It's like I change my own oil on my cars, and a lot of people would say, I wouldn't do that if you paid me $1 zillion. I'm not getting under the car. I'm not fooling with it. I'm not cleaning up the mess. I'm not doing any of that. I tell my students that with respect to brokerage accounts. If you want to change your own oil in a brokerage vernacular, you could open up one of these discount broker accounts that have minimum everything. If you want handholding, if you want a finance professional to walk you through all of your trades, let you understand your risk tolerances, really sit down with you, that you would have a broker, you're probably finding yourself at a full-service firm. Close friend of mine works at Morgan Stanley. That's a multi-trillion-dollar global full-service firm. Another example of that is Merrill Lynch. They might still have minimum balances and things like the old days. Not sure what their policies are, so that would be for somebody to check. But that would be somebody hand-holding you through your investing life and accumulating wealth under what would be then a managed account. In between those two, I'd like to say that so many of the banks, you just had a commercial on for Hancock Whitney. I know my friend Guy Williams at Gulf Coast Bank, they have wealth management employees at a typical retail or commercial bank. So if that's where you already are doing some of the banking, credit unions, banks have wealth management, that would be a way in between that to say, you know, I know Joe or Susie down at the branch. I've been dealing with them for a long time. I could ask them about a wealth management account, and that would segue you into the accounts that I'm talking about this morning. So, again, you're not doing yourself any financial favors trying to say, boy, I'm working hard. I'm putting in for certificates of deposit and a Christmas club account. That's not going to get it. You're looking at wealth accumulation over time. You have to be exposed to the right resources and be able to purchase the right assets, and that's how you do it.
Interesting information, Mark. Very valuable. Thank you, sir. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. You can go to jeffersonfinancial.org, and if you click on a calculator tab in the middle of the home page, you can find like 90-something calculators that will help you plot your own individual financial path. And he'll be back Monday as we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday Morning Markets with Mark. 7:54, time for traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.